My name is Elisa Boissel, and I am here with the popular French electro artist Yuxek. How are you doing today?
Very good. And you?
I'm fine myself. Now, I have a few questions to ask you. You're a popular electro artist in Europe, I should say, and it must be quite different coming to North America, where you must be used to playing in bigger venues in Europe. What differences do you see for the electro scene in Europe compared to North America?
It's back to normal. I mean, a few years ago, it was just like a bit difficult for America, but like now I can come and make 10 shows in the US and like come here. It's all right. But you're right, I play in smaller venue in America, of course, because mainly my first record didn't release in US, so my second released here, but it was like a year and a half ago, so I'm like a new artist for America, so the things are going, but like it's not the same career I got in France or maybe in Asia as well. I played for a long time in Japan. But
I notice a lot of your songs are in English. But I'm just wondering, do you feel as a French artist, in order to get like more into the mainstream, they should sing in English? Because when you look at artists like Yael, who sings most of her songs in French, a lot of people say that maybe she'll go bigger if she sings in English. Do you think that's a necessity to sing in English?
No, I cannot figure like singing in French that's just like this, because I'm not a singer. Properly, I'm a producer, I'm a writer, but not really a singer. It's my first record. I don't have so much example of music with French lyrics that I like, by the way, except music from the 60s or 70s or like or pop music. But in the electro, it's not a question of marketing or business. It's just a way I can write music easily without thinking that what I'm singing is stupid. When I write in English, I feel, yeah, maybe it's cool, in a way.
You know what I also noticed is that you do a lot of live shows. Do you find it difficult to use certain instruments for your live shows? Because I know there's stuff that you can't obviously bring from your studio. So is it difficult for you?
It's just a question of choice. Mainly, I build the tracks in studio the way we play it live. I mean, I get the drummer, and I usually play drums in the studio. Mix it with electronic sounds and stuff, but there's real drum. Clément playing bass on stage, and I'm playing bass too in the studio, so it's nearly the same equipment. Of course, I got more equipment, more synthesizer, and everything I can have in the studio, but it's quite really easy to play that way, especially with the record I did, which is more pop, and so it's exactly the same. It's no problem with that.
I see you had a lot of tour dates in the U.S. Do you see yourself going outside, like closer to South America and Central America?
Actually, I played a few times. I played in Brazil, I played in Bogota this summer, and I played in Mexico 3 days ago. And yeah, it's cool countries, but it's sometimes a bit difficult to build a proper tour in South America, because it's not all the time clubs or concert halls, it's sometimes more parties or festivals and stuff, so it's difficult to make a proper tour.
What do you define as electronic music? Because nowadays, when people are playing electronic music on the radio, it's more dance, and they don't really know what electronic is.
Electronic is as wide. I mean, you can speak about electro, you can speak about rock, and it's the same thing, you know, it's so wide. So you got, in the electro, for me, you got Kraftwerk, you got Jacques No from France. It's really wide. I mean, for example, the Aurores, they use a lot of electronic things in their music and everyone. So dance is what is in clubs. When I do the live shows, I play like pop electronic music and a bit of dance. When I play DJ, I play dance music, that's because that's what the people want in clubs.
Now, I see you do a lot of collaboration. Do you do it with one of your really good friends, Brodinski? Now, what would be your dream collaboration?
The next one. Honestly, I really don't have a dream about the collaboration. It's just like meetings with people and sharing something personally first. Like, I mean, having a contact as a human being. And then going in the studio and spend some time and having fun.
Is there an artist that inspired you when you're making your music?
There's a lot. But I'm not thinking about anyone in particular when I do music, but it's just what I always listen to.
I was reading up on you, and I know you had like a classical background in piano, and you get to hear some of that in your music. So do you find that having that classical background create the fundamentals of what your music is today?
I feel lucky. having doing this. Like, I really enjoyed that, and I still love playing piano and listening to classical music. So, but most of my friends don't have this background and are just did everything by themselves and learn play guitar or piano or whatever by themselves. So it's not necessary to have this background to make music, but I really appreciate and thank my parents for inviting me to play piano when I was 6.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you for doing this interview with me. I really appreciated hearing about everything that you've done in the music scene.
Thanks a lot.
And that's me, Elisa Boissel, signing off.